Good morning and welcome to Woodside Chapel. So good to see everybody, particularly on this day. We're going to have a baptism, and it's all because of the grace of Jesus. We've been saved by grace, and today's baptism has a spectrum to it, ranging in age from 91 down to 11. We're so thankful. Let me just check something. 91's in there. You know, I wasn't going to make these comments, but I think it would be appropriate this morning to just look at 1 Corinthians 11 for a second. Because as I was looking around the room today, it's very evident that this verse is true. First of all, 1 Corinthians 12, I should say. First of all, as we go through this baptism and we see three folks enter into the water to declare that they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And their testimonies will be heard. I'd just like to make it clear that if there's anybody in this room who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, now's the opportunity. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this earth, and we're entering into the season of his celebration of his birth. But he's the only one who was born knowing what his end of life was going to be. And that was going to the cross of Calvary to take the punishment for our sins and to shed his blood that would wash our sins away. And now, one of the miracles that happens for all of us who know Jesus as our Savior, the miracle is this, that the Spirit of God has come and indwelt our bodies. I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ when I was 11 years old. I remember it clearly, and I was told that I was indwelt by the Spirit of God, and I didn't feel any different. I just knew that my destination at the end of my life was sure. And you can have that assurance in your life too, knowing that at the end of life, our destination is sure. You know, a lot of us get up every morning, do what we have to do, and we do it as if we're going to live forever. We're not. And so now is the opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But the miracle of it is that everyone who knows Jesus as their Savior are indwelt by the Spirit of God. But even more, there's a bigger miracle. I'm just going to read it. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, for the body is not one member but many. And as I look out to the room today, that's the truth. You and I, who know Jesus as our Savior, are baptized into one body. Doesn't matter where we go to church. The fact of the matter is, the Lord knows who every single individual is, and we're baptized into that one body. So whether you like it or not, I'm your brother in Christ. And vice versa. And so with that in mind, I'd like to just talk about the subject of baptism as it relates to water. In Matthew 28, the instructions were given to the disciples. I'll read the verses to you. Matthew 28. And we'll read for context the 16, because the Lord is talking to the 11 disciples. Judas was dead at this point. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. So he had actually told them, be in this mountain. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And so here's the instructions that he gave to his disciples at that time. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So here's the instructions he gave to his disciples. You go into all the nations, and you baptize them, and you teach them. But he says there's a specific way to do the baptizing, and that is to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So in actual fact, what the disciples started doing was baptizing people and placing the name of the Godhead upon those individuals. So, and they did it publicly so that folks would recognize who they were and what they stood for. And that's what baptism's all about. Baptism doesn't save your soul. Asking forgiveness for your sins and trusting God to save you is how you have your sins forgiven. So if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, as it has in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, you will be saved. And so the baptism I'd like to go into is, now we come to the baptism. That's the outward declaration, so that it's a testimony that allows the individual being baptized to be in public and to say, I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. I'm not ashamed to say so. And I want everybody to see me take this stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would really hope that each one of us in this room, whether we were baptized many years ago or now, why don't you just renew your heart with the Lord and take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and don't be ashamed about it. Do you know, here in North America, we might be made fun of a little bit. My wife and I have been in countries where people lose their lives for the Lord Jesus Christ, and they take a stand for it. And when it comes to baptism, it's against the law. And so what they do is they find a little body of water somewhere in the jungle, and they gather there privately, and they baptize amongst some witnesses who are Christians. Right now in the state of Manipur in India, people are being killed. I just got a message the other night where some folks were killed, three children, including an eight-month-old child, because they were in a Christian family. And so here in North America, Charlotte and I come home, and we sit down in our home after we get back, and we say, we don't have any problems. Believe me, you don't have any problems when it comes to taking a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I would encourage you to renew your stand and to publicly declare to someone else, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. And now we're coming to the point where I'd like to just talk about some verses as it relates to baptism, and then we'll trouble the waters. I'd like to look at Romans chapter 6. Here the apostle is writing to the Romans. And he has this verse that talks about, now that you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, now that you know your salvation is sure, now that you know your destination is sure, the first verse says, he asks the question, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? In other words, he's asking the question. He says, if you've been forgiven, how can you live in the sins that have that took the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross of Calvary and die for you? How insulting is that if we just continue in sin? We know, and the Apostle Paul says in chapter 7, he says, you know, the good that I know I should do, I don't do. And the bad that I know I shouldn't be doing, I'm doing anyway. And he's got this struggle going on. And we know what that's all about, because we've got this struggle of knowing what is right but doing what is wrong. And this goes on in our lives. And he says, oh, wretched man that I am. But then in chapter 8, he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ. And so the question in chapter 6 is, shall we continue in sin? And the answer to that is absolutely no. Then he says in verse 3, know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so shall we also should walk in newness of life. And so the Apostle Paul is saying here, for all of you who have been baptized or about to go to be baptized, just know that the symbol of it is that you go into the water, which is a symbol of death, and you come up on the other side in resurrection. And not that you get new life, but he says, walk in the newness of life. In other words, recognize that you're a Christian and make a decision, make a dedication in your heart that I'm going to walk as if I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and other people know about it. You're already saved, but we need this outward declaration. And so we know that the disciples started going out into all the nations and baptized people. Obviously, they did that because here we are in this room today. We've heard the gospel, and some of us are being baptized. So obviously, the instructions that the Lord gave to his disciples worked, because the gospel has come down through the ages, 2,000 years, to the point where you were given the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Praise the Lord for the folks that have accepted Jesus as their Savior, and I pray for the ones that have not. So now we're going to take a look at the conceptual side of what baptism really means. The Lord Jesus was baptized in Matthew chapter 3. You can look that up. And so he goes to John the Baptist and he says, baptize me. I'm going to paraphrase. Baptize me. And John says, no. You need to baptize me. And the Lord says, no, I want you to baptize me. And I've thought about that. Why is it that the Lord Jesus Christ needed to be baptized? That was the point in time in his life that he was stepping out into public, and that was beginning 3.5 years of his ministry where he would do miracles, and we know the story of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Gospels. This was the first step. When he went into the water, it says that John baptized him. So the Lord Jesus was put into the water and he came out, which is a symbol of him going into death and rising again from the dead. And then something happened. The Spirit, like a dove, descended from heaven and landed on him. And then the voice from heaven, I can imagine being the audience around the Lord when this happened, this voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So we have the declaration publicly from the mouth of God himself saying, this is Jesus, he's my Son, and I'm well pleased in what he's doing. At the end of his life, the Lord Jesus was able to say to his Father, Father, I have glorified you on this earth. I finished the work that you gave me to do. And what was the work that the Lord Jesus did? It was completing the will of his Father in every detail and getting it done and going to the cross of Calvary and taking the punishment for our sins. And so the Lord Jesus Christ took that public stand. And it was very public because the voice came out of heaven. In our case, when we have three folks going into the water in baptism, it's public. I would be very frightened if I heard the voice of God just as a matter of record. But the thing is that the Lord has asked us to take this step of being baptized, having the name of God placed upon you. In Revelation, I think it's chapter 3, there's a verse that says, and this is some of the religions that we have around, where children are christened or baptized very young or whatever. The verse says, you have a name that you live and are dead. In other words, the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit has been put on those individuals in a formality and a ritual, and God recognizes it to the extent that if your soul is not saved, he recognizes you as dead, even though the name of God is placed upon them. That's how important baptism is in the eyes of God, because you're going to have three folks this morning, Jim Varner, Scarlett Eisenberg, and Jackson Lane are going to go into the water, and they're going to have the name of the Trinity placed upon them, and they're going to declare publicly that they know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and praise the Lord that we're going to be able to witness that. 91 down to 11. I think it's, how old are you, Jackson? 12, so it's down to 11. For once, I got my facts straight. So now it's our honor to have our three individuals baptized. And as we witness this, don't just look at it from a witnessing perspective. Yes, that's important. Yes, you will see three individuals take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. I would request and ask of you that you renew your stand in Christ as you witness these ones publicly declaring, I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. And you will be blessed by it. So before we start, I'd like to just commend ourselves to the Lord in prayer. And then we're going to bring Jim out, and he's going to give us his testimony. And then after he, and while he's getting into the water, we're going to sing Amazing Grace together. Okay? Let's bow in prayer. Father, we're so thankful that we can spend a little time talking about a subject that is so well known, but how good it is to get down to the basics, Lord, and understand why it is that we're baptized. Lord, we just pray for Jim. Pray for Scarlett. Pray for Jackson, that as they take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will walk with you, Lord, through their whole life. Lord, we're so thankful for what you have given us in your scripture. We know that those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior are baptized into one body by one Spirit. And now, Lord, we just pray that as these individuals who are indwelt by the Spirit of God would continue to say, take a stand for you. We trust that our time together this morning in baptism would be a blessing for all of us, that we might be encouraged, that we might be challenged, and that we might take a renewed stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll go get Jim. Just so you know, Dean Manuel is going to baptize Jim Varner, but he brought some muscle along so that he's safe in the water. Just in case you're wondering who the third, right here. Come on in, Jim. We just talked about you're my brother in Christ, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
So why don't you tell us about your salvation in Christ, okay?
First, I want to say hallelujah to everybody. Hallelujah. I'm very blessed and very fortunate to be here this morning. My mother, Mamie Varner, used to pray and talk with God, and she used to sing that song, Amazing Grace. I have had a miracle occur in my life. You know, you come to church to get married, and now I'm coming to church to join many of you as members of that heavenly family, Christians. I was baptized when I was 14 years of age in the Baptist Church in New York City, but I was not saved at the time. And it took these many years. I was 90 years old here in Maine with my son and going to Bible study in his home and in this very church in the basement, coming to Bible studies. And I had a miraculous experience, a marvelous experience, a beautiful experience a few weeks ago when I was 90 years old. I'm 91 now. I was in my son's Bible study in Lebanon, and at the end of a Bible study session, Dean, who is here with me, he said, Mr. Varner, would you like to pray with me? I said, yeah, I'd like to pray with you. And after the meeting, we went and see, on my left was Steve. He's out back here, too. And Dean was on my right, and he took my hand, and he put his hand on my head, and I was holding it. And Steve was on my left, and he said, do you believe that Jesus died for all of us, you know, suffered and died on the cross for us, that we might be saved, you know? I said, yes, and we prayed, and a miraculous, a beautiful, a marvelous thing occurred. From the top of my head down through my head, my neck, my shoulders, all the way down my body to the tip of my toes. I was filled. I was born again, my friends, with the Holy Spirit, as many of you I know has been blessed. And now I'm prepared to take the second step to be baptized, but it is a delight. It's a joy. And it's a marvelous, even at this late age in my life, like I said, 90, I'm now 91, and I am going to live my life and continue to attend Bible study and Bible studies and live my life and to help others to get where I am and where many of you are. And I'm so thankful to be here with all of you, and I'm very sorry. I'm not a man of few words. You can probably tell that, but I am just so full of joy and happiness and love and thankfulness that before I leave this world, I've been able to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit, and I am not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to die. And I look forward to being with many of you in that great heavenly space. And God bless you all and your families all the days of your life. And again, I'm sorry, I'm not a man, a few words, but let us say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm
What happened?
Mr. James Varner, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior?
Yes, I have received Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah!
Based upon your testimony, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We bury you with Jesus, and we raise you to new life.
Whoa! Oh. Okay. Hallelujah! And God bless you all. I'm a very happy old man. I'm blessed.
Wait a minute while Jim gets out of the water. There's only one Jim Varner. Now we're going to, Scarlett's going to be baptized, but before that, Scarlett's mom and dad are going to give us some special music, special for her.
Natalie and I picked the song that most of you are probably familiar with. It is basically our instructions to those who are getting baptized today from the Lord.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every that proceeds from the mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened up to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If any man shall follow after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow after me. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you. This is the testimony of my daughter Scarlett. She asked me to read it for her. This is Scarlett. This is my testimony on how I came to know the Lord and why I'm getting baptized. I grew up in a Christian home and heard the gospel from a young age, mostly from my parents. It was a day in August of 2023. I had just come back from camp where I had learned more about the Bible. After that week at camp at New Life Island, I understood the resurrection more than I had previously. Before that week, although I knew the gospel, I didn't truly believe it until that day when God had opened my eyes. I'm getting baptized now to be obedient to Christ's command and to publicly show my faith in the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. That's from Scarlett. Scarlett, I have two questions to you. Have you turned from your sins and placed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved?
Yes.
And who is your Lord?
Jesus Christ.
Scarlett, based on that profession of faith, and because we're commanded to baptize believers, I now have the joy and honor of baptizing you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, buried in the likeness of his death, raised to newness of life.
Come on up, Jackson. Andrew. Over the last number of weeks, Jackson and I have had a number of conversations together. It's been my honor to get to know and appreciate my young brother in Christ. As our conversations progressed, we chatted about our salvation in Christ, and we spoke about the importance of the subject of baptism. We also spent time talking about life, and we found out that in few instances we shared some similar struggles with the education process. As we chatted and Jackson described his challenges, it brought back memories of similar challenges I had when I was in grade 6 for both the first and the second time. As elders of Woodside Chapel, we recognize personalities and accommodate our brothers and sisters in Christ for who they are, knowing that God has created each one of us unique and special in his sight. Accordingly, Jackson and I came to the agreement that I would write his testimony on his behalf and in collaboration with him. As I write these words, I'm quoting comments from him directly. Jackson's testimony is simple, but clear and confident. Jackson was born when his parents, Andrew and Elizabeth, started attending Woodside. As he grew over the years, we would say hello in the lobby and high five on occasion. Besides being taught the Bible at home, Jackson attended Sunday school and learned the scripture as well. A few months back, the subject of baptism came up and Jackson expressed his desire to be baptized. Circumstances were such that Jackson and I were able to chat one-on-one, and these are a few comments that he made that are direct quotes during our chat sessions. I must add, he's very succinct in his comments. Question I asked Jackson. Jackson, why is it that you would like to be baptized? Jackson's answer, because it's God's commandment to be baptized. Then I asked the question, do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? The answer was, yes, I know Jesus is my Savior. Question from me, Jackson, what made you accept Jesus as your Savior? And he answered, I was listening to a message at Woodside that made me realize I needed to be forgiven. As Andrew, Jackson's father, baptizes Jackson now, his declaration of being saved will be substantiated as he obeys God's commandment to be baptized. Jackson, I leave you with this verse from an old man. To my young brother and friend in Christ, he who has started a work in you will complete it. Philippians 1, verse 6. I love you, Jackson. May God bless you more and more in your life's walk with Christ. Thank you. We're going to sing Shine, Jesus, Shine as Jackson enters the water. And that was Jackson's choice.
Father's glory blaze, Spirit blaze, set our hearts on fire. Oh, river flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Grace and send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Jackson, I have to say I've been encouraged to see your desire to be baptized here today. I know you've been excited for this day to come. And as our brother Dan read, you've professed your faith in Jesus to me, to Dan, and to others. But for the benefit of those here, I would just like to ask you, Jackson, have you repented of your sins and put your faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I have.
With that profession of faith, you will be baptized here. Jackson Caleb Lane, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried in the likeness of his death, raised in the newness of life.
That just came to mind. I'm glad to be part of the family of God. I don't even know what number it is, if somebody could find it.
In
the
celebration.
Okay, in the celebration. Thank you. We can sing it through twice. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod, for I'm part of the family of God. Let's just stand, sing it twice. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. Just remain standing while we commend ourselves to the Lord for the day. Father, what an honor and a privilege it is to be here this morning to worship our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to witness these three take baptism and take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. We just pray for Jim Varner at this time that you would give him strength and that he might have a real sense of your presence with him at this stage of his life. And pray for Scarlett and her declaration as well, that you would bless her, that she might be a testimony to you at school and wherever she is. And we pray also for Jackson. Thank you for his declaration that he knows you as his personal Savior. We pray that these two might walk with the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, that they might be a testimony to the fact that they know you as their Savior. And for all of us here, Lord, we just pray that you would bless us, having witnessed these baptisms, and that each one of us would renew our own hearts to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We're dismissed. And lunch is served downstairs.